Not many fictional TV shows and movies deal with climate change, and those that do tend toward disaster, picturing the end of life on Earth as we know it. But Extrapolations, a new star-studded drama on Apple TV Plus, takes a different approach. NPR's Chloe Veltman explores how the 8-part series attempts to walk the line between fiction and scientific fact to tell the story of what's at stake for our planet over the next few decades.
In some ways, Extrapolations is typical eco-thriller fare. It depicts a planet on the brink of environmental crisis, where ordinary human beings battle increasingly hostile elements, and a villainous tech tycoon seeks to take over the world.
A man whose house is on fire is incredibly easy to negotiate with.
Yet in contrast to apocalyptic climate change dramas like, say, The Day After Tomorrow, Extrapolations doesn't dwell on the end of days.
We wanted to focus on what we call the messy middle.
That's series creator Scott Burns.
Because before we get to the end, there's a lot of life that we're all going to have to go through.
The messy middle, dramatized in Extrapolations, unfolds over roughly 3 decades, starting about 15 years from now. Burns says he wanted to make climate change feel immediate, especially to young people.
If you're 15 or 16 right now and you watch our show, you're going to be alive in 2070 when our show ends.
Burns says much of the show's sense of immediacy about the near future stems from digging into and making predictions based on science. His team drew on UN reports and consulted with climate scientists to come up with storylines. In the episode set in the year 2046, for instance, global temperatures have risen to an alarming 1.8 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Sienna Miller plays a conservationist struggling to save species from going extinct.
Ocean temp is over 90 most days. Krill is gone. Almost. It's just food column is collapsing.
Scott Burns is no stranger to putting climate data on screen. An Inconvenient Truth, the Oscar-winning 2006 documentary he co-produced, is essentially a giant PowerPoint presentation packed with a bunch of statistics about global warming.
So the temperature increases are taking place all over the world, including in the oceans.
An Inconvenient Truth helped bring climate change into the cultural conversation. But after it came out, Burns found himself asking if there were ways he could harness fiction rooted in science to highlight the problem's urgency in a more visceral way.
Climate change is different when it's portrayed on a graph than when it is portrayed in a story with characters who look and feel like the audience.
When deciding what story to tell about the climate change future we could face, Burns says he wasn't interested in depicting worst-case scenarios.
We felt that if we did that, the show would be very vulnerable to criticism, that we were just sensationalizing.
To experts like University of Colorado Boulder Environmental Studies Professor Max Boykoff, the predictions and extrapolations seem, for the most part, well-grounded in science.
The way in which they talked about forest fires and water scarcity and poor air quality and public health challenges are all the kinds of things that we are writing about.
There are some aspects of Extrapolations that do seem a little far-fetched to him, such as the notion that by 2046, humans are able to talk to animals in English, among them a humpback whale voiced by Meryl Streep.
My mother did this for me. She taught me the path and the problem.
Nevertheless, Boykoff says it's exciting to see a mainstream TV show tackle climate change so credibly.
Few people pick up and read peer-reviewed literature on a daily basis. And so when it comes to climate change, the way in which entertainment media is engaging with it is critically important to helping a global population understand what we're facing.
That's why Boykoff says in our era of misinformation, it's crucial for creators to get the science right. But other experts say having a firm foundation in science isn't the most important thing when it comes to telling compelling climate change stories. Anna Jane Joyner is the founder and CEO of Good Energy, a nonprofit that supports movie and TV production in the climate change space with research and connections to experts. The company did consulting work on Extrapolations.
I'm less concerned with writers getting it wrong and that being damaging than I am with us continuing to ignore it in the worlds of our stories.
A recent Good Energy study revealed that between 2016 and 2020, fewer than 3% of scripted television shows and films even mentioned climate change, let alone had storylines related to the topic. Joyner wants this to shift.
Even just talking about climate change in your story is more beneficial than not.
Joyner says whether it's far-fetched disaster movies like The Day After Tomorrow or TV series like Extrapolations, more stories about climate change will help the public appreciate the true urgency of the crisis. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.